All right, what is up, guys? Welcome back to Late Night Shots Podcast, episode 71. Olympic trials just finished. I think we're going to go over a bunch of stuff from there. So first things first, biggest story of the Olympic trials, Jaden Cox did not wrestle. He was late to weigh-ins, and he made weight for 97 kilos. They didn't let him compete, though. Went to committee, got turned down. So, first off, I will say...
I'm still unclear on, like, the whole situation.
There were multiple things that were said. I'll say, if he was just late to weigh-ins, that's nobody's fault but himself. However, if he was told the wrong time and he showed up at that time and that was late, that's a different thing, right? But even with that being said, it's over now. And if they want to hold a wrestler off, it's not fair to Kyle Snyder for the sole fact that he earned the bye to the finals. Cox would theoretically have to wrestle Mike Machiavello, then Colin Moore.
Yeah.
Right. And that's not fair to them either, because that's going to hurt their placing, which they had no say in. And again, even with that, it doesn't take anything away from Snyder, because it would have taken something away from Jaden if Snyder was out, because Snyder was the guy. And that's just bias right there going towards that, because it was Snyder's weight class, right? Jaden was trying to take that away. Snyder was defending the weight class. He doesn't care who's there. He was top dog. He didn't have to defend shit, really. If Jaden won by default over Snyder, then it brings up questions. You know, that's what that is. That's all really I'm going to say about that. It's really over right now. They're filing an appeal. I don't see anything falling through, to be completely honest, because that's just going to bring up way much more. And the way Colin Moore wrestled was fantastic. I know people are going to find a way to use that to say Jaden Cox would mop the floor with him. At the end of the day, what would most likely happen, we're going to have a best of three series, zero takedown scored in the three matches, and that would be it. As it normally is, right? But the next thing, Jordan Burroughs went down. God dick. This one genuinely hurts, but you know, props to Dake. He wrestled good. He won 3-0 and 3-1. He won in 2, which he won pretty convincingly.
He wrestled the match he had to wrestle.
After he dominated Jason Nolf, I was like, okay, maybe. But at the end of the day, Jason Nolf's pretty much a nobody at this level yet. You know, if he did that to Isaiah Martinez, then it's like, okay. But, you know, again, Imar tech Nolf also, so I think Imar would have been a better match. I think if he had to wrestle Imar, that may have just changed the results for this match.
Yeah.
But it's always going to be a what if, because, again, Imar's out. There's nothing you can do about that, right? First time in 10 years that Jordan Burroughs is not on the team. You know, I'll say this right now. If I'm rooting for one person in Tokyo, it's going to be Frank Chamizo. Just personally.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. What was he, a bronze medalist in 2016 at 65 kgs?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's going to be my pick to win it. I think
it's going to be interesting to see if Kyle Dake versus Arbek Sitikov. And
if it happens, I'll say this right now.
If it happens,
if Chamizo and Dake meet at 65, at 74, Chamizo's my pick. Dake. It's not like Dake won a close match. Dake almost lost that match against Chamizo.
That would be winning a close match if you almost lost.
No, not you know what I'm saying? Like, Dake normally wins, like, these 1-0, 2-0 matches a lot of the times.
Yeah.
This one, he was genuinely taken down and had to come back to win.
That's true, yeah.
You know, you see matches all the time, 1-0 matches, where he's not almost losing. He's just not being able to put up offense.
Yeah.
This, you know, if this matchup goes at 74, does Dake hit that gut wrench? Possibly not. And that's always going to come down to it, because, again, Chamizo is much quicker. Prop just has just as good defense.
Yeah.
Dake was pushing the pace a lot in the beginning, and he couldn't really score on him. But, you know, I think Sitikov is a solid pick. You know, I'm rocking with Chamizo all the way. Chamizo, again, was going to be the guy I was rooting for, even if Jordan Burroughs made the team, I'll be completely honest, but it is what it is. Going back to 57, actually. Gilman. You know, I pretty much fell short on every single stage possible. Never won a national title. Never won a world title. He's heading to Tokyo. Now I'm happy for him. He did what he needed to do. He tech pinned Vito in the first match. He won 2-0 the second match and swept it 2-0. He's out of there, you know? I do think everything fell in the way he needed to. I think the only person that was going to beat him was Soriano, if he was there, possibly.
Yeah.
But I do think there's bad blood in that match. They both know.
Absolutely.
I think Spencer Lee's out here just thinks everybody likes him. Nah, they fucking hate him with a passion. Soriano, Gilman both hate Spencer Lee with passion. You know, again, like that's just obviously goes without saying. No, I don't think Gilman left the Hawkeye Wrestling Club because of Lee. It was more because he just wanted to go to Penn State. And, you know, you see that a lot. Penn State has best coaching, best athletes there. They're leaving to go there. Soriano, you know, I'll say I wish he stayed at Penn State all I want. But what he's doing is working. So,
yes.
You know, I feel genuinely bad for him because, you know, it's fucking COVID. Like, that's legitimately just damn.
The worst possible circumstance to have to
miss. It's like, yeah, it's like, what can you do to prevent that? Like, you want him to stop training or, like, it genuinely sucks, you know? Yeah, but Gilman, go on, you know? Vito did beat Dayton Fix 6-5, I think. You know, you don't really talk about Dayton Fix stalling, but kind of the other way around at the end. I'll be completely honest. I was rooting for Vito to win that match. I just didn't really see it happening. But 1 point win, you know, I'll take it. He's in the Olympic Trials Finals. Dayton Fix, you know, just gets his head straight and gets back into it. I think he could very well become a 2-time national champ. People are saying he can't beat Roman Bravo Young or Nick Soriano. Both those matches went to overtime, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think he was robbed in order of the headgear call with Soriano. I think he was more robbed that double leg ride shouldn't have been stalemated that quickly.
Yeah.
You know, and RBY, you know, RBY had a great fucking tournament. That's the best way to put it, you know?
Yeah.
You know, we'll go to 65. Goddamn. So, the first round, so your seeds were Zane Rutherford 1, Yanni Diakamalis 2, Jordan Oliver 3, James Green 4, Joey McKenna 5, Nick Lee 6. Mitch McKee 7.
Yeah.
Let's say Evan Henderson 8. Anthony Ashnell 8. Then Sean Garrett 9, Evan Henderson 10.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So Zane obviously walks through Ashnell. It sucks, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, Ashnell, I don't think he's going to translate that good as much as I want him to. Yeah, a lot of these things just it's what that is right there. But the biggest match of the quarterfinals, Joey McKenna did tech fall James Green. Am I surprised? Not really. That's at 65 kgs. Yeah. Not really. I knew there was always a chance McKenna could break through. I knew 5C was pretty low, but he has a win over Yanni. And you know, he beat James Green. I wasn't too surprised by that. James Green, I knew he wasn't going to do too well with the cut. And he had a better shot at 65 than 74, being completely honest. I think he would beat Jason Nolf at 74, but I think there's a chance he could have beat Kyle Dake, but it was slim to none.
Yeah.
Now we go to the semis at 65. This is where shit goes wrong, right? Jordan Oliver gets a single, gets a push out of 6 times left, wins 4-4. I know there's going to be all this debate about criteria and stuff, but JO won that match. There was nothing controversial about it.
Yeah.
McKenna on the other side against Zane Rutherford. McKenna took it to him. Like, there was nothing about bad officiating. As much as a Penn State fan, I want to defend Zane. There was nothing about officiating. It was a great wrestling match by McKenna, and he dominated.
Yeah.
He took everything Zane had to use against him. Keep in mind, McKenna is a dude who never won a national title.
Yeah.
Right. You know, the finals go on. Before the finals, actually, Nick Lee on the backside of the bracket beat Zane Rutherford 10-4. And he almost teched Yanni, but he ended up winning 16-8.
Our depth at 65 is just fucking nuts, man.
I will go as far to say is if Nick Lee peaked at the right time, just slightly too late.
Yeah.
If he wrestled like that against Jordan Oliver, he could be our guy right now. No, he's beaten Nick Lee before. He's beaten Yanni and Zane now. No, just Jordan Oliver's not invincible. He lost to Alec Pantaleo. Didn't qualify for trials. You know, I think that's very possible. You know, it's JO's time. I think it's been a long time coming for him. 2-0-2 runs in 2012 for London and 2016 for Rio. Hopefully he can qualify this weight in Bulgaria.
Yeah.
If not, it's probably the best case scenario for Yanni and Zane, knowing that this is the year they throw, but I really hope J.O. does get his shot. Anyways, I've said Bajrang is my pick at 65. That's not changing no matter what, but I really hope, though, J.O. makes a good run, possibly gets himself an Olympic medal.
Yeah.
You know, we can go on to 74 right here. You know, we'll talk about Dake. You know, Burrows, it is what it is. If this is the end, it was a great fucking run.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not. Maybe. I don't know. Like, it just seems surreal. You know, I think I don't want him to retire on a loss, but if he loses again to Dake, it just becomes the Olympic trials may have been the right place to retire.
I mean, maybe this is where the move to 86 kilos begins. I don't know.
He's not being Taylor at 86.
You don't think he does?
No. I think the move to 70, I think next year, like, he doesn't have competition. Because Dake's back to 79.
Yeah.
But I also will say, I think Amar is starting to take over. Might just be here.
That's true.
I think I really, like, I know it's going to be something, like, people are not going to be happy about me saying Amar is going to be Jordan Burroughs. But genuinely, I do think if Amar, as long as the injury wasn't too severe, Imar's not a nobody. Imar was 2 matches away from winning 4 national titles. Like, he's one of the best college wrestlers ever.
Mm-hmm.
His time, you know, it's been a long time coming for him. You know, it sucks that he's in the weight class he is, but I think he can very well get done, you know? I think then, again, James Green's going to go back to 70. He's going to be the guy again.
Yeah.
65's going to be back to being the shit show. Deshaun Garrett and Nick Sirianni probably going to duke it out for 61. Then Fix and Gilman for and Vito and whoever for 57, you know? And then it comes to 92. Mm-hmm. Cox is going to have his weight back. He's going to have his hands full with Colin Moore, though. Mm-hmm. I will say that right now. I think Colin Moore can genuinely is the future of 97.
Next he very well could be. Yeah.
I will say that completely. I do think 2024 at heavyweight, if Gable Stevenson's out, it's going to be Kerfoot's to lose. I think now that he beat Paris, I don't think that ever goes back again, assuming Kerfoot stays healthy.
Right.
You also have to consider Kerfoot, his freshman campaign was more impressive than Gable's. So was Schultz's, in my opinion. But, you know, that also I was going to say, I don't think Schultz ever beats Gable. I think Schultz is going to have his time in 2024, 2028, and maybe 2032. Greco guys can stay around for a lot longer than freestyle guys can. Yeah. 86. No, this may be Taylor's last run.
I don't think he has.
I don't know if he can withstand the storm for another one. It's like 29.
I think he has one more clot in him.
I don't know if he can win it, though. That's going to He handled Bo, yeah, but that's again that was expected. You know, in other news, Gabe Dean. You know, suddenly as he came back, he's gone. He announced
his retirement. Oh, he retired?
Yep. Came back for one round at the Olympics and, you know, back to coaching. Great practice partner for Kyle Dake. Yep. Joe Rao retired. Ellis Coleman announced his retirement. I don't know if Tony Nelson is done or not. He may just be. Tony Nelson looked very impressive. You know, he dropped a close one to Mason Paris and beat Greg Quigley. You know, it kind of came down to size in a lot of those matches. Strength is obviously no weak point of Mason Paris, as we found out.
Definitely not.
Yeah, but no, great tournament by Mason Paris, to say the least. Like, wow. After losing to Greg Quigley, it made a great comeback. You know, I would have liked to see Quigley beat Nelson, see that rematch.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'll always root for Don Bradley over anybody in the bracket, whether it's Gable Stevenson or whoever. Yeah. That's my favorite guy. I do think that was a little iffy of a call. Again, I'm not going to bash Criteria or anything, but you know, if you want off Criteria Paris, that's fine. But Criteria would have been Dom's favor. That I kind of don't like that how that challenge played out. Mm-hmm. Entire fight has to be out of bounds, but no, nonetheless. Dom is still here at like 33, I think. You know, Dom's the oldest guy in the freestyle scene, I'm pretty sure.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tony Nelson's year in 32. Like, these are some old guys. Like, these are guys. I think Dom Bradley may be older than Terrell Dolognev and Zach Gray, too.
Yeah.
Not older than Zach Gray, but that's crazy to think. We got to. That's insane. I think I do think Gable's going to depart after this year.
Yeah, he might.
I do think that Kirk Flea will possibly be the guy. I think Penn State coaching that is going to make him the guy. I wouldn't be surprised if Gwiz takes it, though, after Gable's gone. I don't know if it was just me, but Gwiz seemed kind of content to lose that match.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know if he knew it was coming, just kind of conceded after the first match. Yeah. Gwiz scored a takedown, though, but at the end of the day, that's pretty irrelevant now at this point. Mm-hmm. Gable ran through a great Greg Flip. I can't say, I'll be honest, I didn't expect, but I don't think Gable took one shot that match. I think they were all snap downs.
Shit.
It all come down to Greg Flip taking bad shots live as matches. Granted, I know Gable would have probably mopped the floor with him anyways, and that really hurts me to say.
Yeah.
I think you can't give up turns at that level and expect to win big matches.
No, you definitely can't.
You know, and I think we're gonna find that true to be Gable when we see him versus Hagul, hopefully this summer, if he gets him.
Yeah.
Gable, I'm waiting for the rematch with Kasim Boy Rakhimov from Uzbekistan. Pinned Gable last time they wrestled, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Everybody gets mad when I show that clip, and people think Gable tried to inside trip, got a lat drop. I seem like an asshole, but like people were saying that Gable Stevenson could be Adam Kuhn in a Greco match. You know, at the end of the day, that's just straight disrespectful to Greco wrestlers. Like,
yeah,
you don't realize how much work these guys put in, how hard Greco wrestling actually is until you do it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just being big and moving. Like, obviously size helps. And you guys think Adam Kuhn is big? Wait till you see him versus Lopez if that goes on. You'll find out their love was this shit really fucking quick. Like, if Gable and Mihan Lopez were to wrestle, Lopez would pick Gable up with one hand, throw him on the ground, proceed to pick him back up with the other hand, and throw him on the ground again. And that's 8-0 tech. You know the amount of people I've had to explain how a tech is 8 points in Greco? In the weight class difference, it's so fucking annoying, dude.
It is.
Like, I tried to be nice. Like, I know I'm gaining a lot of followers, a lot of new people are following me. Some of these dudes are like, damn, dude. It's like, let the Gwiz slander begin. Fuck that. I don't really care anymore. It's crazy how people thought Snyder could beat Gable. Yeah, even you're on edge about that now, too.
Well, okay, I still think Snyder could.
No, I don't think it's close. I was Tekken Freestyle.
Okay, okay, no.
Yes, I'm standing up to Tech.
Okay.
What are you Googling right now? Their match could do some technical comparison? And if we, and by the time looked at this, Gwiz matches are great with Gable.
Yeah.
Gwiz is stronger than Kyle Snyder, but you have to assume. It's not even close. Gwiz is much stronger than Kyle Snyder.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, no. Gable is just as strong as Gwiz, much more athletic than both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming Gable just actually does something, does some cardio or some shit, he would have abs, but no, he doesn't want to. And he's like, I will say that no 97 kilo wrestler in the world can beat Gable Steveson. And that includes him also, if you know who I'm talking about.
I just think.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The question is whether he can beat Taha Ghul or Gina Petrushvili. I'm pretty sure Ghassemi from Iran retired. He had a great run. The dude was like 5'6 or something. Made an Olympic final. You know? I think everybody on Team USA is pulling for Gable because I think that could realistically be a huge run right there. But again, saying Gable is the GOAT is like absolute bullshit at this point. Like, because the fact will remain, he's a one-time national champ, a two-time Big Ten champ, and then a bunch of junior-level bullshit. Hasn't done anything at the senior level yet to deserve that.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, Mason Paris has accomplished more at the senior level before this weekend.
Yeah,
that's incredible. You know, obviously, the most accomplished wrestler there is going to be Gwizdowski no matter what. Gwiz is going in as an alternate. I think that was the only reason Gwiz was friendly about it, because they have to practice together.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, and the scary part about this is, it's not a case of the RTC Cup where I said Gwiz wrestled bad. This is the best version of Gwizdowski I've ever seen.
But Gable is just...
Gwiz beat Dom Bradley 6-0. That may not seem like a lot, but Dom Bradley is one of the hardest guys. He's the hardest guy to score on.
Absolutely.
I don't think Gable would take Dom Bradley. I think, you know, I don't think Dom scored in that match, but Gable, it's something special, you know. I wouldn't be surprised if he went out there and just, I can't say tech, if he beat Agul or Petrushvili, but at this point, they hate Americans. They're never going to give us seating, something good. Gable is going to beat Taha Agul in the first round. Or Gino Petrushvili.
Yeah, probably.
I'm pretty sure Taha would probably get the seeding, just being he's an Olympic champion.
Yeah.
And then Petrushvili too. Ragamov would get 3 or 4, and then Sharpov, I think, if he's a heavyweight now.
Yeah.
Or Mohamedian's a heavyweight maybe too.
Mm-hmm.
Gable has a hell path set in front of him. You know, I know we were all questioning Gable coming to nationals and stuff like that, but it was like in Big Tens. This is a whole new level. You know, Gable may be on another level.
Mm-hmm.
So are all these guys. No. I'll say I'm rooting for Gable. My brain says Taha. Though. That's all said. Yes, no. And also, I fucking called it. Gable, Greg Curfley over Mason Paris.
Yeah.
Irrelevant to the point, but, you know, I want to talk about Lopez from Cuba going for his 4th Olympic title. I'll say it. If he wins this, he's the greatest wrestler of all time. And I'll stand on that. I put him over Corral and over Satiev.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, that's really what that is.
That's all that there is to be said about that, to be honest.
There is to be said about that, you know. Can Riza KL do something about it? Possibly. The main scare I see here is Lopez's age, if it gets to him or not.
Yeah.
He's almost 40 now. 5th place in Athens. Golden Beijing, Golden London, and Golden Rio. That's crazy to think that I'm pretty sure he lost to Roland Gardner in Athens. What is that, 16 years ago?
Yeah, Athens was 2004.
Yeah. So Lopez was like 24, damn. Wait, did Lopez wrestle in the Sydney?
I think...
No. People don't realize about the whole Roulant versus Karelin thing, that Karelin teched Roulant literally a year before.
Yeah.
It's like that... You know, 1 point win, that's whatever it is. And, you know, Roulant didn't stall, I'll say that forever. He gassed out Karelin.
He wrestled the match he had to wrestle.
Yeah.
It's the same as Kyle Digg winning 2 or 1 point matches.
The rule is stupid. I get that, but use the rule to your advantage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what that is. I will stand on that forever. It's crazy how the hands, how the headgear rule was stupid until that national final with Soriano. Yeah. You know, that's kind of the problem I have there, right? But yeah, so get the woman's side of this. No, Marulis versus Jenna Burkett. No, Sarah Hildebrand versus Victoria Anthony. I think this was very handily for Sarah Hildebrand. I don't think that was anything too crazy there. What?
Yeah. I was just rooting really hard for Smith just because, like, I like how she wrestles.
For who?
Victoria. Oh. I don't know. I just like inside trips and foot sweeps.
I thought you said Smith. I was like, what?
No.
Yeah. I mean, I had Hildebrandt winning pretty handily.
Yeah.
Who was at 53? I think that was. Ronnie Heaton versus Hold up. Yeah, me
Jakara Winchester.
Yeah. I mean, Ronnie Heaton's good. Jakara Winchester is much more good, you know. Yeah. And I'll save the next match for the end. Macy Kilty versus Kayla Miracle. No, sucks. I had Macy Kilty win that one, but injury default in the last match got Kayla Miracle spot. I think she popped out her shoulder twice.
Sheesh.
The talks of the tournament right now. Kennedy Blades, as a 17-year-old junior for Wyoming Seminary, made the Olympic Trials Finals. You know, I think the fact that she was a 68 absolutely sucks.
Yeah.
Tamira is the best we have right now. You know? Sure. Izzy's going to angle differently, but she put up a hell of a fucking fight. Like that was impressive.
Yeah.
Like, normally, I know most people don't watch women's wrestling, but we're, like, actually into these matches. Like, it was incredible. She teched Forrest Molinari, so. You know, granted, I don't like Forrest. I don't like the way she wrestles, but or the persona she gives out. But, I mean, that's just me.
You don't like anyone.
Dude, she literally smacked her in the face afterwards when she was trying to, like, you just see guys by the way they lose. If somebody tries to give you a handshake after you lose, you just give it and leave. Like, you know. You don't make yourself look like more of a bitch afterwards.
Fair.
Whatever, but Adeline Gray over something Walker. Katie Walker?
Kylie
Walker, right?
Kylie, I think. Yeah.
No, another 17-year-old. No, she had a great run.
Yeah.
Did anybody see the finals going any differently than did, though? Not really.
Nope.
Adeline Gray, you know, I know she lost to Tamira, but she looks the best heading to this tournament.
Yeah.
And she looked like she didn't try.
No, it was
like in just the most respectful way possible.
She teched her twice in like the first minute, didn't she?
Yeah, and like she was nice about it. Like, you know, you're wrestling a 17-year-old. I know she was talking about it, was like, she's like, work until your idols become your competition.
Yeah.
You know, and then these are people like, they're all about growing.
I mean, being in the Olympic trials finals as a junior in high school, like.
Yeah. Yeah, I was watching Kylie Walker at Who's Number One, I think it was.
Yeah.
That's crazy to think. You know, I do think that Adeline Gray is going to hang him up after this Olympics.
Yeah.
You know, I was listening to an interview. She was talking about, you know, settling down, family, having kids. And that's kind of what sucks about women's sports is, like, you can't really have a kid, like, while in the season. So, it's like,
yeah,
just common sense, I mean. You know, yeah. She said she wants to settle down. It was a good interview. I listened to a couple of them. Yeah. Obviously, the best one is Gable fucking calling out Tahoe Gould to a match. But, you know, said, I'm going to take care of him. Like, oh, people don't realize the magnitude of that.
Yeah.
Like, you can talk as much shit you want to the United States guys. You talk something to the guy in a foreign country. If Gable gets fucking murked after hopping off a plane, that's on him.
Yeah.
Like, you did that to yourself. Like, that's my main thing there. But, yeah. No, great win for Adeline Gray. Hopefully, she can finally get the Olympic gold. Most decorated wrestler in the USA right now.
Yeah.
5 world championships. Missing that Olympic gold. You know, Tamara, I think she gets it too.
Yeah.
I think Marulis versus Jenna Burkett. On paper, it's a sweep. Pretty quickly. Burkett was losing to Allie Reagan. Headlocked and pinned her.
Yeah.
Marulis takes the first match. Burkett takes the second, right? I know the backstory behind this. Marulis went through a bunch of concussions and stuff. Didn't know she's ever going to wrestle again.
Yeah.
Burkett sadly just lost her mother this week. So, you know, both wrestling with a lot of, you know, just a lot of weight on their shoulders. You know, just they want to make this happen.
Yeah.
Russian foot sweep. And Marulis pinned her in like 30 seconds.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what that is. You know, she's going back to the Olympics, I think. I think she wins it.
Yep.
So we'll hop into Greco-Land. Greco-Land. I'm sorry, D'Angelo Hancock. I picked up Braxton Amos on them. You know, I was rooting for Braxton Amos. I was rooting for young dude. I think he had a shot. Apparently he didn't.
It's D'Angelo fucking Hancock. Like,
I need Hancock to wrestle that way at the Olympics.
Yeah.
But I know for a fact he won't.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Just because he has a habit of, like, not peaking at the right time.
It looked like he peaked that tournament, dude. That scares me. Because what comes after the peak? The recession. I only watched a couple of them, I'll be honest. Joe Rao retired. Sad to see. One of the bigger personas.
My favorite Greco wrestler.
Oh, I mean, I can't say that, but, you know, I'm sad to see him go. Ellis Coleman. You might know him from, he's the one who popularized the Flying Squirrel. You know, sadly, he didn't make the team. You know, I really want to. It was. I listened to the interview. It was just like, damn. I truly want to make the team, but he fell just short.
A lot of painful retirements at this tournament.
Yeah. You know, you obviously know which retirement I want to talk about. That's going to be saved for the end. What happened to Who's the other one who retired? The army dude.
Oh, fuck.
I'm looking for it.
It wasn't Raymond Bunker, was it? No.
No. Oh, we're talking. John Stefanowicz had an impressive run, dude.
Yeah.
He took out Joe Rao. Alan Vera was my pick to make the team.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ooh, who'd you have?
Rao.
I mean, I had Vera. I Didn't they just post a pick yesterday? I'm looking for this right now because I'm there bugging. Yeah. John Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, wrestled for West Point. Yeah. Yeah, no, I watched a little bit of him. I was like, fantastic.
Yeah.
I know Garrett Ryan retired too. Heavyweight, he was the 8 seed. No, great career. Didn't have the greatest showing, obviously, but again, it is what it is. As the 8 seed, you're not expected to win.
Yeah.
And, you know, walking the heavyweight. Kind of, I think, what most people expected. 10-1 Tech Fall, Adam Kuhn the first time. And 3-3 criteria won the second time. I think we most of us expected a blowout the first time and a much closer match by Schultz the second time. I think it mainly came down to I think criteria is good for this exact reason, Greco.
Yeah.
You know, and then or else it comes out in caution and parterre. I think it was never a question of if Schultz was going to get to the top. It was a question of when.
Yeah.
I think in the next couple of years is going to be his time. And I think Adam Kuhn's body is only – yeah. I think Adam Kuhn's body is only going to take him so far. You know, this man can go back to his aerospace engineering degree. One smart motherfucker right there.
Yeah.
You know, he can go on to I think that's the reason I got so attached to watching Adam Kuhn wrestle because I remember it's like, oh, this dude's 6'5", 290. He's saying aerospace engineering. His goal is to design a space shuttle that can hold him. And he wants to go to the moon someday. Someday. No, I wish him best in that. You know, he's one of those guys you truly can't hate. Same with Schultz. Like, I know a lot of people hate Gwiz. They hate Gable. You know, that's is what it is. Like, these are literally the two most likable guys out there. I think that Schultz may just be the next dominator at heavyweight for Greco.
At Greco? Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I mean, like, the level of Corralen and Lopez.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can see it.
I think Corralen won in Seoul in 1988, Barcelona, Atlanta in 1992.
Is Kyle done after this year, too?
Hear me out. I'm trying to think. Barcelona was 1992. Seoul was 1988. Atlanta was 1996. He won. Sydney, he lost to Gardner. 1 year off. I don't know who won, but I know Gardner plays third. Right. Lopez wins in Athens. Lopez wins in Beijing. No, Lopez not win in Athens. Athens is the one who went to there. Lopez wins in Beijing. Lopez wins in London. Lopez wins in Rio. Assuming Lopez wins now, Rizzo wins in France. No, yeah, Rizzo wins in France. What's after that? Is it back in London? Or?
Yes.
No, it's not. It can't be. It might go back to like it might. I think it was like San Francisco or something. Dude, that's crazy to think that's like 10 years from now.
Yeah.
I do think KO gets one. You know, they also have Sergey Semenov. I think if Kuhn qualifies the weight, he can get on the podium.
Yeah.
There's a gold, a silver, two bronzes. People forget there are two bronzes given out.
Yeah.
I will also go as far as say that Lopez texts his way through the bracket, including Riza.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's too impossible. I think Riza pretty much handles everybody else, and Semenov pretty much handles everybody else, too. Remember, Semenov teched Kuhn, too. So, but I also think this version of Kuhn is looking a lot better than previously.
Yeah.
I'm happy that he stopped wrestling freestyle.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think Gable's win over him means that much, to be completely honest.
Yeah, no, not really.
But the sole fact, again, you have to realize Kuhn didn't wrestle great tournament. He wrestled over 10 matches that tournament.
Yes.
And he, you know, obviously got ticked by Gable. That's really whatever it is. But he was never a freestyle wrestler. I think most people know that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what are we looking forward to? You know, I think Gable versus Taha or Gino.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Taha showed up when it matters. Taha has to be the top guy. Gino number two, and I don't even think Rockabov number three, and then Gable is unseated. Right. Because
right.
He's not the one to qualify the weight class.
Mm-hmm.
Can Gable stop Taha's leg lace? No. Nobody in the world can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. It's going to come down to if Gable goes in to that with the same attitude Gable had going into Nationals, it's going to be a long fucking day. With that being said, Gable could also pull. I don't think it's a miracle at this point. Like, I'm normally the one to shit on Gable, telling him, like, oh, he's probably a long shot for this. I genuinely think he can beat Taha or Gino.
It's possible. It's not going to be a blowout, but it's possible.
I will also say, though, he's pretty fucking stupid for calling them out. That's something you probably shouldn't do.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I think if he retires after that tournament, it's most likely Kirk Fitzsimmons time to take over. Because I'm assuming, unless Gwiz stays, I know Kirk Flynn and the Gable are friends. They're probably communicating this out, to be completely honest with you. Mm-hmm. They know what's happening if that and that, you know, I think.
Yeah.
Who's the most experienced guys in the world level right now? Mine's Gable. Gwizdowski, Paris, Dom, Kerfley has more accolades, I think, any of them.
Yeah.
Except for Gwiz. No, I don't think Dom's had the opportunity to wrestle that much at the senior level, except for like the World Cup and stuff. Yeah. Same with Tony Nelson, right? I think Kerfley, it's young. He has the best fit.
Yeah.
I think Paris could very well beat him. I think freestyle is going to again be Paris' kryptonite.
Yeah.
Because I really didn't want to call this. I really didn't want to call Kerfley beating Paris for the sole fact that, like, if it didn't happen, I'd get so much shit against me. But I'm lucky I called it.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. I also called Dom beating Paris, but that's like, I'm still mad about that. You know, I'm happy for Paris. He wrestled a great tournament. He deserves it, but.
Yeah.
I don't know if Tony's going to hang up the shoes yet, you know.
Yeah, no, probably.
Because Tony's younger than Dom, too. He's like 29 also.
Mm-hmm.
But you also realize that Gable's out after this year. Tony's going to be their only heavyweight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just insane to think about, you know. I will say I'm not going to make a pick on Gable until I see him wrestle at another tournament. I think there's something else he can wrestle at. I think can you still wrestle with last chance qualifier even if you don't need to qualify? Nah, right. That doesn't make sense yet.
I feel like you can enter whatever the hell you want. It's just a matter of, like, that would probably fuck with your training cycle.
I'm pretty sure there's another tournament. I'm pretty sure Gable should go to that. It's the international scene fucks a lot of people up. That's what people will forget to remember.
Yeah.
Right. How does Gable do wrestling in the international scene? Where nobody wants to see him win.
It's just a matter of, like, Taha is going to be kind of one of the few guys who, you know, he does what Gable does. His leg attacks are fucking ridiculous. Yeah. Like,
and you also, for us, everybody there is against him.
Yeah.
Everybody there wants to see Taha win.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, Japan has no competitors at the upper weights. Isn't Rei Higuchi from Japan, or is that Korea?
Rei Higuchi's Japanese.
Japanese, yeah. You know, he's their only real guy, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. Yeah. You know.
Otaguro.
DeGreco?
Nope. Freeze. Oh, yeah, because we're still talking Greco. Yeah, I got no clue what the hell Japan's doing for Greco.
Isn't Kirito, is she gone? Or that was a while ago.
Yeah.
Who's the one that Maru's beat in the finals?
No clue.
Oh, was that Kirito?
I think so.
No, she has 4 gold. No way she lost a 5th. Never mind. I'm going way too off about this. But, yeah, so.
Yeah.
I think the most solid bit is Gable Bronze. And he shares that with Rakimov.
Yeah.
I don't know as far what to take this, but. It is what it is. What should we title this video now I think about it?
Olympic News.
Gable for gold.
A little clickbaity, but yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. All right, so I think it's probably gonna be it. Not anything, but yeah. So we not really much to talk about. I know the trials went on, but it's like at the end of the day, it hurts. You know, it really does to see JB not on the team, and it genuinely does suck to see what happened to Jaden Cox, Nick Soriano, Imar didn't compete. Alex Deringer, you know, probably was gonna be his last run. That one genuinely sucks, yeah. I think, yeah. And you're starting to see some of these guys who never won national titles up there. Now, I would consider Conmore a one-time national champ for the purposes of he would have been, but you can't do that. Mm-hmm. Now, was Joey McKenna robbed? That's for another episode. All right. Anyways, thank you guys for watching Late Night Shots Podcast. It's been episode 71. We will see you guys again next time.
All right, peace.